When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey besties!
Welcome back to another episode with your girls from Blended to Besties. We are on episode 2 of season 5.
The fact that you can remember all of that effortlessly, I'm so jealous.
It's called being a genius.
Oh my God. That's a lot of information to record out or remember.
I do practice it in my head a couple times when I know it's my time, because I'm like, you did the last one. Like, I need to nail this. So we are back. We do have I Need a Bestie, and we do have a segment I want to do. Tiffany gets like these, what are they? They're like emails.
I don't know what I do. I somehow got signed up to something called Quora.
I love
that. I don't know what it is.
It's just a bunch of like really random questions, and we're going to give our own opinion on some of these, but we'll do that after I Need a Bestie. This season, we are in a new space. I don't know if you could tell by our last podcast, and we do have new cameras. Please forgive us. This is a learning curve. We are getting better. I think this one's going to be better than the last.
Yeah.
And this is going to be hopefully the way we do it. So we'll see how this turns out. Just give us some grace. We are trying to elevate the content.
It's a work in progress.
Yes.
We're still trying to figure it out. Okay. So
editing this is going to be fun, because we're back to backing today because I have surgery next week. So we'll see how this editing works out.
You hear me pulling your hair even more than you do now?
I know. I'm already pulling out my hair so much.
Okay. So it says, I need a bestie. Hi, Tiffany and Megan. I love your podcast. I'm a newish stepmom. I moved in with my new fiance 2 years ago. We're getting married in September. Congrats.
Congratulations.
My topic, however, isn't about co-parenting, but more of a personal question. I just finished listening to the episode about Megan's Culp and Leap procedure, and man, that was timely. I just had a Culp with a biopsy last week. I'm following up with my doctor the day after tomorrow to go over the results and the next steps. But of course, I read my results as soon as they were made available to me, and it looks like my results aren't good. I'm going to most likely need a LEAP. My question to you is, how do you talk about everything with your husband and deal with your own feelings on the matter? To be honest, I feel disgusting now, knowing what is going on. I just turned 37, and we are talking about having a baby after the wedding. But according to my Googling, the treatment I'm looking at could potentially impact my ability to stay pregnant if we're able to conceive. Do you have any advice you'd be willing to share?
So I can only go off of what I personally experienced. I don't really remember how in depth I went into it in the last podcast, but I did end up having a colposcopy twice and a LEAP. This would be my second LEAP. And they did tell me that if I have to have, basically after the LEAP, I had to have something else done too with my uterus.
Was it the like...
I can't remember what it was called though.
Cauterizing thing?
I had something done with my uterus, and there was a couple other things that she wanted to test me for. Just couldn't afford it, to be honest.
And with how constant they were asking.
Yeah,
saying you were have to do.
Yeah. So basically a lot of tests and stuff later, I ended up getting the LEAP, and she gave me a couple options. One of them was hysterectomy. I did have cervical cancer cells in there, and I had like the stage 3 and 4, and not stage 4 cervical cancer. I had the leading up to it, the 3 and 4 or whatever.
The like pre.
Yeah, the pre. Cancer. But I did have a couple that were concerning. And after the LEAP, I went and she thought they might be in my uterus or whatever. So we got that all checked out. I was good. But with the LEAP, they weren't able to get everything again. So it was either, I had something else done too. And I went back for the results, and that's when I got the 2 Dairy Queens, because I was so upset. I was crying.
I'm sorry, that's not the what I thought was coming out of here.
You remember that
like,
though, right?
I know, but I'm like, wait, Dairy Queens.
Well, that's
Queens.
How I remember it. I remember
you treated yourself too. Yeah.
I remember getting off the phone and you asking me, or Travis asking me, someone asked me, they were like, how did it go? And I was like, not good. I was like, mm-hmm. they didn't get it all again.
Mm-hmm.
So I got 2 Dairy Queens, which was great. 10 out of 10 recommend. I can laugh about it now because, you know, this was over the summer. So they were basically like, you know, we can try again in 3 months,
mm-hmm.
or you can just, and we would just have to continue the cycle, you know, and eventually after the third leap, I wouldn't have a cervix anyway.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to have kids. So I was like, might as well just, instead of this stuff potentially spreading,
mm-hmm.
You know, coming back and constantly having to pay out of pocket for all of these things, I might as well just have a hysterectomy. So that is what I'm actually doing next week. The goal is to keep my ovaries, but she said if she goes in there, my ovaries look funky, because that was one thing we didn't check. That was the one of the procedures we didn't check was my ovaries.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. There was a lot of stuff.
Check something else, though, that they were like, it's not like as concerning as everything else?
I think that was my uterus.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that I, to be honest, I didn't share with you because you were so happy for your pregnancy. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't want to, you had just found out you were pregnant. Yeah. And I was kind of like, I felt like a dark cloud being like, dark cloud. I really was though. I was like crying all the time. And like, but you're so was happy.
So it was fine. We're crying for two different reasons.
I
mean,
like, I just didn't even want to like, I just didn't want to like damper.
Very different stages.
I know. It was just like, I was dealing with coming to terms with the fact that even though I thought I didn't want kids, I couldn't have kids anymore. Mm-hmm. And all just the cancer stuff was scary, and all the money I didn't have for all these things that they would mm-hmm. possibly need to test for. And I was just like, Tiffany, you're my person, you know, that I've been everything mm-hmm. to. And you're so excited. And you're so happy you're finally yeah. pregnant. And I'm just like,
I mean, even when we were like, sitting down.
How are you? And I'm like, God.
When we were sitting down and talking, because you were like, I don't want you to think, because you're like, you're having a baby, that I'm second guessing me having a baby. And I'm like, it's fucking your body, your choice. I mean,
I know. I was just like, and I, girl, it was just me being hysterical. Like, it was just hard. I did. Everyone kept telling me, you know, you need to talk about it. You need to talk about it. I'm not the kind of person to talk about it. Like, I expect everyone else to talk about it with me. I'm like, you need to vent. You need to tell me.
Well,
talk about
well,
it.
And considering the way you handle things and the jokes that you were making, that I was very concerned for you. And I was like, Megan, I get to your dark humor, but like,
you're like, this is concerning.
Yeah, there's a couple to this day when I drive to your house. I am always like, that girl.
Like, at what point is it a joke, and what part should I be concerned? I do have really mess. Mike and I and my father both have really messed up humor. Like, it's really bad.
I know, so, but when you're telling, you know, front desk people things.
Yeah, it was a joke, but some people just might not see it as a joke.
Oh,
but
God.
Anyway, yeah, so just a lot of things that I just didn't feel like plopping on you and mm-hmm. a lot of people in my life. I mean, I already felt bad because the one time that I did try to open up and talk about it, you know, we were in the podcast room. We had just filmed a podcast and I just cried for like an hour again because I was just like uncontrollably crying all the time. And even this past time, I mean, I was fine for a while. I got over it. And then like when they called me for surgery and gave me my date, it kind of like, I don't know, it just felt like it happened so fast. Even though like I was supposed to have surgery in January, the fact that they didn't call me and they called me.
It took
like,
so long.
Yeah, it took so long. I was kind of waiting. I was kind of like, well, maybe I'll just have to wait or whatever. And they were like, oh, it's going to be February 12th. When did they call me? They called me in February, right? Like, it wasn't too long ago.
We're in February.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like they called me and they were just like, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, it's going to be February 12th. And I'm like, it's like, oh my God, I have 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, it went from us not knowing. Sorry, I'm tired. It went from us not knowing. And you like still waiting forever. So we were kind of like, when is this ever going to happen? To like, yeah, they have it. And we're kind of like rushing to figure out, you know, like who's covering what days and the yeah. kids and stuff like that. So yeah, I think that as soon as we got the date, it was like a lot more rushed.
I know.
And then like maybe having like a month to prepare type of stuff.
Yeah. And it kind of like hit me again. Like, oh shit, you know. Oh my God. Like all the what ifs and like all this stuff and the fact that the kids were asking me about it. And
you not being informed, because I mean, initially you thought it was a quick, like in and out thing.
Yeah,
and then
I know.
When they told you the hospital stay, you were like, what?
I know. Like they literally, Tiffany was there when I got the call and scheduled the date. They literally just gave me a time. I didn't even know it was going to be at the mm-hmm. hospital. Like I thought it was going to be just like at women's care.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. Anyway.
Discussing it with your husband though.
Discussing it with my husband. Well, like I said, like we had kind of decided that we weren't having any more kids. My husband had already had a vasectomy. I am very upfront with everyone about what I have going on. And again, like this only happened, me going to the gynecologist in the first place was because Tiffany's mom bullied me to go. I say bullied, she didn't, but I just like
saying no, she kind of did a little. I know you're being nice.
You know, she was telling me I need to go to the doctor, which I did. The last time I even went to like any kind of OBGYN or anything was when I was pregnant with Bryce.
Damn.
So I went and kind of, you know, I've had abnormal paps in the past. So it like, it wasn't surprising to me that I had an abnormal pap, and just telling him, oh yeah, you know, my pap's abnormal. I'm going to have to go get my things scraped off. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to need a little bit more than that. We're going to need to do biopsy. Great. Oh, we're going to need to do this. Oh, and it just, I was just very honest with him every single time. His dad died of cancer, and we don't play with cancer in our house. So just staying open. And as they got a little more serious with each procedure, just like I said, being open and honest. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was gonna get it done, you know, and I felt kind of like the same way, kind of just like, why is this happening to me? Like, but I kind of get where you're coming from, saying like, oh my God, I might not be able to hold a child. Like, that's a little different than what I went through, because I already,
I think, had like, kids. Let me try to quickly look at the email so I don't forget what I'm saying. I know she's, hold on. My question to you is, how did you talk about everything with your husband and deal with your own feelings on the matter? I think
dealing with my own feelings, I kept it to myself, and I broke down and cried every single day for 2 weeks, to the point where my husband was scared.
Yeah, like, you were right. Scared, and you're not like really and I, an I'm emotional not, person.
Exactly. I think that's what scared him the most, is I'm not an emotional person. I was breaking down in front of my kids, and I'm not talking just like a little, like a tear. Like, I was like breaking, like panic attacks in front of my kids. Mike, remember when we were at Travis's birthday dinner? This was in September. Mike and Travis were supposed to go out bowling afterwards. And I just, as soon as we got in the car, just started hysterically crying.
I didn't see you break down, but no, yeah, I was in the car. Yeah, that's what I
forgot. And Travis, like, Mike was already at the bowling alley, and Travis is like, I don't think I'm going to be able to go.
He just bowled by himself. He lived in
his Travis and I went to a concert, the Eric Church concert, I had a huge panic attack, like bawling my eyes out. It was very, honestly, to be completely like frank and honest, like I'm still dealing with it. Like, I cried. If you watch the video I made on Facebook, I was crying in the video. I tried to cut it out, but it is hard. Like, I actually am going to do another video talking about it, because someone asked me if I'm going to keep my ovaries, and they asked me kind of the same question. I'm going to do a TikTok version of it, but I feel like a piece of my femininity and my womanhood is being taken away, in a sense. And I know I'm a mother already, so it's just a strange feeling, because I knew since I was young that all I wanted to do was be a mom. You can ask my mother, you can ask anyone. I always said it. The only thing I wanted to do was to be a young mom who got married. And that's what I did. I turned 18. I got married. I had a kid. Like, that's all I wanted to do was be a mom. And I always said, like, I wanted 9 kids. Like, oh, I want 12 kids. I used to say it all the time. Ask Mike. I used to joke about it all the time. Like, I want so many kids. Like, I just want to be a mom. Like, that's...
Damn. 9, though?
Ask him. I used to say it all the time. Like, I wanted... No, it wasn't like... It was like a sarcastic number. Like, oh my God, yeah. Like, I could totally have 9 kids, you know? I wanted a lot of kids. So even though, like, I'm done and, you know, I already have 2, like... I feel like that part of me is just, like, being, like, ripped away at someone else's choice, even though
your decision. Essentially, you want to be able to have the decision.
Not that I'm having, it's such a weird feeling, because I don't feel like I need any more kids. I mean, I would love to have a daughter. I mean, I've said that my whole entire life. I don't feel like I was just meant to be a boy mom, but it is what it is. I just try to tell myself, you know, as blunt as it may sound, be grateful for what you have. And this just isn't the hand that you were dealt. Like, and I don't know.
No, I mean, I definitely could relate to that with, like, the whole fertility thing. It was one thing, like, being young and being like, oh, it can happen in the future or whatever. And it's like, oh, the possibilities. And then, like, having the possibility, being told that you can never have kids, to be like, but that's, like, what our bodies is meant for. And, like, to know that your body's not meant to do that. Like, I get that's, like, it won't affect some people, but it's like you feel, like, a little bit damaged or broken. And, like, telling people that, like, I know people are like, you're not. But I'm like, but it does feel like that. Like, technically, we as women are just made to fucking have babies. And it's just a very, like, emotional thing that I think people don't consider. And men, I know, don't fucking understand, which is fine. I think for this person, I mean, it sounds in the email like they don't have kids if they're getting married.
She became a stepmom.
Okay, I'm my memory is shit. She's a stepmom with a new fiance from 2 years ago. They're getting married in September. So yeah, so they don't have an hours baby. So I mean, talking about the options, if they are running out of time, to be realistic about that and do talk about a plan B and a C of what will happen if you can't have kids. I know people don't like talking about that, but I feel like it's always weird like to talk about it. But like,
I will say though, when I had my leap, they told me that if I did get pregnant or decide to have a kid, I would have to, I think it was after 16 weeks, they said I would have to be in the office every 2 weeks to check to make sure. It was still possible. Let me just say that. I could have had a baby now if I wanted to. It would just be a lot more dangerous for me and obviously put off. And I would still have to have all these procedures and whatever.
I mean, there would be more chances, more care, more risk.
The chances of the cells growing back, because obviously I couldn't have any of these procedures done while pregnant, blah, blah, blah. They just said that they would have to check my cervix to make sure my cervix wasn't opening up because it would be shortened a lot by the leap. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind. Talk to your doctor about that. I'm sure they'll tell you because they told me without even asking.
Yeah.
She just said if you happen to get pregnant, you know, you would have to come in, you know, every 2 weeks after 16 weeks to make sure your cervix is not opening up. But I will say, while I was thinking about, you know, like how it feels and stuff, what I'm going through is I was thinking about you and I was like, this is how you must feel, or at least something's, I don't know how you feel, obviously, but something similar when people are like, when you were struggling with the infertility and people were like, well, you have Megan's kids.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be,
you're still a mom and stuff like
you
that,
still
get
to be, and well, yes, that's true. And you know, we're all grateful, but it's not the same.
Yeah. And it feels shitty saying that because I never wanted it to come off like I wasn't like thankful or I didn't appreciate grateful, the kids and stuff like that. But it really isn't the same because like there's bits and pieces that like you'll be able to experience that I would have never been experienced, like the whole mommy thing or the whole like bondage or like
bondage.
I'm sorry.
What have you been to?
Make me laugh, OP. Bonding. Like, just the bonding of, like, when, like, a little kid is sick and, like, they want mommy like that. That one time that I traumatized Bryce. I traumatized Bryce so much.
You really do a lot.
The one time we put a movie on.
Oh, it was James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, James and the Giant Peach. He lost his parents. And Bryce cried because he thought, because Megan and Travis went on a date, so we had Bryce. He thought that, I guess that is what would happen to his parents. So he was like begging and crying for his parents because of the movie, because he didn't want them to die. And I felt so bad. But like,
he ended up having 102 fever that night too, by the way. We ended up she texted me and was like, he's a little warm. And he ended up having a fever.
I know. And he wouldn't stop. And I was like, what did we do?
He just wasn't feeling good.
But anyways, the point of that is like how like he really just wanted like his mom and dad. Like nothing that Mike and I could do like would change it, even though we're like considered parental figures to him. And like it like hurts because like you want to be there for him, but I know it's not me that he wanted.
Yeah.
So it was like, you know, sad to like not be able to have that. So like a child that I know that it would be like, oh, that child's going to want me whenever they don't feel good. And I feel like people don't get it, or they'll be like, you know, when they're like, you are their mom and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, in certain aspects,
but I
like,
am, but
it's not the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like, call me greedy if I am to say that I do want to at least experience the whole thing and stuff like that. Like, I don't get that all the time. And I get I should be thankful, but you could long something that you don't have. Like, it's okay for me to be like a little bit like, damn, I wish I had that type
of thing. There's nothing wrong. And that was what I kind of went through too, is like, it's okay to be happy for someone else. And that was the whole thing too, is like, I didn't want to come off like I wasn't happy for you, because I am. I've been happy since day one, even though I was going through whatever I was going through. But you can be happy for someone and wish that you had it as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, you want to experience that too.
Yeah.
And you kind of like, you know, I'm glad that they had it, but like, I would love that too.
Yeah. And still, it doesn't take away from you being happy for them. You're not like jealous or envious or whatever. You're just, you know, it is what it is. And yeah, just the whole like femininity and like motherhood aspect of it, like for you too, like when you were going through, I'm sure it felt very similar. Like, why can't I?
Well, it's your body doing it to itself. Like, your body's doing this and you're, it's nothing that you did, but you're still like, you're mad at your body. Cause I was so mad at my body. And like, everyone's like, it's not your fault. Like, you're not doing anything. But I'm like,
yeah, I get it. But
yeah, like, but I'm still like upset at my body. Like, why is my body failing me? Like, what the fuck did I do? Like,
yeah,
don't smoke. Don't like freaking drink a lot. But like this, like something like this still happens. Like, and that's the frustrating part.
Yeah. That's kind of like what I'm going through as well. Just, again, and it's just so weird because I don't want any more kids.
Yeah.
You know, but just the fact that, like, I guess I'm like I said before, in the back of my mind, like, I knew that, you know, if I did decide, like, oh, you know, maybe I do. It was just a little, a little, you know, switch for Travis to just, you know,
yeah,
get his vasectomy or even do IVF, you know, like they pull something out and whatever.
But I also think it did affect you with the fact that, it, you know, instead of a boy and a girl situation where maybe you would have been like, whatever, like type of thing. It's like two boys where you're like, you didn't get to experience that aspect of the girl. So like that's second guessing you rather than like you already know what it's like to experience like a boy and a girl type of thing.
It is what it is. I would just be open with your husband and talk to your doctors. Like I said, if, just because you have to have a leap, I don't know if you've had one before, you can still get pregnant. I'm not sure how many leaps it is, but you would just have to go, and they do take a piece of your cervix off. You would just have to go and
she got a leap in a doctor in a
colposcopy. So what you kept calling like a colonoscopy? It wasn't though.
She said
she got a leap or she needs to get a leap.
She
might need a leap.
Oh no! It said you got it.
I got both.
Okay, hold on. Oh no! I'm sorry. She had a That's a colposcopy?
Yes.
Yeah, I wrote on Megan's calendar every time she was getting a colonoscopy. I didn't know what that was.
Girl.
She had a colposcopy with a biopsy?
Yes.
That's all she's had. She's assuming she's going to need a leap.
Probably. Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but I definitely had to have one. So I would just go to your doctor. Just don't stress. Just take it for what it is. You can still get pregnant.
I mean, yeah, you can still have options.
Yeah. So that is that. I hope we answered your question. If you would like to get some advice or just vent or whatever, from blendedtobesties@gmail.com.
Yes.
And we will read your
anonymously.
All right. So it's Sakura.
God, I'm so sorry. I am burping like a friggin' man out here.
It smells like lasagna.
Such a bitch. It does not smell. She is dramatic.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
You know, I got distracted. You're so mean.
I
feel like it keeps coming out. I'm like, damn, Tiffany.
She's been very gassy.
Gosh, I've been just these last few weeks. Like, what is this baby doing? Okay, hold on. I wanted to do that. Oh, here it is.
There's a couple different ones. And I was just like, why are you sending this to me?
Okay, so this is the one that it pops up. It tells me all this. These are the top stories of the day, Tiffany. So I just like look at them, and if they're funny, I tell Megan. This one says, how can I tell a lady friend that I can smell her below the waist private parts when she rides with me in my car, and it's pretty horrific?
So how do you tell someone they have a stank vagina?
Yeah.
Like, what if it was me?
You know.
You know what? This is what I would do.
I saw someone's answer and now I feel so shitty for laughing. Someone said, you should speak up and say something. Years ago, I arrived at work to an odd metallic smell. I wasn't sure what it was, but I finally mentioned it to my employee, the only person who was in the building overnight. He said, see a doctor, and shortly thereafter, he saw a doctor. So it was him that smelled. Mm. And shortly thereafter, thanked me for saving his life. He had problems with his kidneys. So I guess the stink saved him.
This is what I would do. I would be very passive aggressive about it.
What do you mean? I'd be like, it stinks in here?
Yeah, I'd just be like, what is that smell? I'm like, it must be coming from your window, Tiffany.
See, no, I feel like you'd be like, is that your legs? Close your legs, girl.
I'm like open and honest with you. I would never promise anything to you. But like, if it was like...
It depends how close I think I would be to that person. I would be honest. If it wasn't someone that I'm close to. What if it was me?
Like, for reals. Like, if we were in the car and I had stinky armpits or, like, a stinky badge. Like, what
would
you say?
So I wouldn't tell you to your face. I'd wait till we're, like, in each other's, like, our own homes.
I have to say something really funny, and I want to tell you on the podcast, and you can tell me if you want me to edit it out.
No.
But anyway.
I'm so scared.
There's two things. No.
I don't think I would tell you to your face. Just because I don't know how to word it.
I'm just gonna tell you. So, yeah, just if I love you, I'll edit it out. So, remember when you were like, I might smell like Mexican food because I spilled Mexican food? I didn't notice it at first, but when we
were, it was a strong ass. I noticed it the whole time.
Yeah, when we were somewhere, I got a strong whiff.
We had Mexican food.
Oh my god.
What was it? Tuesday. Mexican food. And I did. I was wearing long sleeves, a pink shirt. And as soon as I got home, I was like, it still smells like Mexican food. Oh, I was going to your appointment with you. That's what it was. And I was going to Megan's appointment, and all I could think of is,
oh, that's what it was. I smelled it when we were.
I smelled it all fucking day.
I smelled it when we were sitting in the office. I was just like, is it your hair? When's the last time you washed your hair? And then I remembered the Mexican food thing. And I was like, damn, she really does smell like Mexican food.
And I looked all over my shirt and my pants to see if I dropped like a sliver of stuff and it was still like hanging on me.
Or I was checking your clothes too.
And I couldn't find it. But it was a strong fucking smell. And I was like, it still smells like, that's why I was telling you. I was like, if I smell like Mexican food, I have no idea like what's going on.
I know. She's the one who said it to me. And I was just like, you don't. I was like, I don't smell it. And I did for like a long time. Like we were together all day. And then like, I did smell it when I was sitting like right next to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, this bitch does smell like Mexican food.
It's like that day when I went to my mom's house. And my mom didn't want to, or did she tell me?
I don't even know what you're going to say.
She was like, what's that smell? And I was like, oh, I brought the taco things with me. And she's like, oh, thanks. She goes, she's like, oh, she's like, oh, thank God. I thought it was your,
she thought it was onion crotch.
She's like, I thought it was your Gucci that smelled like onions. I was like, it's a fucking taco. And I gave her those tacos to eat, but I was so offended. I was like, I walked in here and you assumed that it was my Gucci. I told you immediately. I was so embarrassed. My own mom shamed me.
That was the best time of my life, I swear. I've been like crying all my mascara off, but I haven't had one.
Why?
You were in Target.
She knows that I would say something to her, which I was going to tell you yesterday, but I forgot. So one time Tiffany left my house and she wasn't feeling good and I had to drive her.
I always forget about that time.
She was farting in the car so much. And it was making me so sick. It was making me real sick. But I was a good friend and I didn't roll down the window because I knew she already felt bad enough as it was and she knew she was farting too. Yeah, so I started a new natural deodorant over the summer. And I needed to try, because I know some people are just too nice and they won't be honest with you. And I was like, Tiffany will be honest. She's got that pregnancy nose. So I always tell her, I'm like, hey, I got a new one.
I love that. Yeah.
Try it out.
I would wait till you're home and I would tell you when you got home, but not like face to face. Fuck no, am I gonna do that shit?
No.
But no, I just don't. I feel like I get uncomfortable doing that. But I was gonna say, would I do it with Mike? sitting down and telling Mike that I thought he stank in the beginning of the pregnancy, I felt so shitty that I was like, really? I love you, but you smell so gross.
Oh my God.
Even him, I was nervous to say it. One, I never want anyone to feel self-conscious.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if, like, he didn't know how to wash himself properly, which, you know, was going to throw me off. Because I'm like, we've been together for a long time. Like, what are you half-assing now that you're just, like, not washing correctly? And I was just like, what if I, like, hurt his feelings? And, like, you know, yeah. He was, like, thinking. And I'm over here like, you stink.
That's what we tell the kids. I'm like, you stink. I guess we don't spare the kids.
No.
Oh, my God. Speaking of the kids. We have to talk about Michael.
I can't.
Guys. So I called Michael and...
Well, we have to preface this. In the previous podcast, whether or not it was a good podcast or some issue ran into it, we were talking about toenails.
Mm-hmm. And it dawned on us that...
Neither of us have been cutting Michael's toenails. Yeah, like, oh, you cut Bryce's toenails.
I cut Bryce's. I'm like, who cuts Michael's? You're like, you've never seen Michael cut his toenails. I've never seen Michael cut his toenails.
And then you said you've always seen them short. And I said I've always seen them long.
Yeah.
There was a concern there.
There was a little bit of a concern. So I called him and I'm like, who's cutting your toenails?
She literally called him right after the podcast.
I did, because I'm very concerned. He said that he cuts them at my house because we do have toenail clippers in the bathroom. Granted, they're baby toenail clippers.
Really?
Legit baby ones from when Bryce was a newborn. I still use them on Bryce. Bryce got tiny toes. Like, I'm like, okay, so you're using infant, whatever. At least he's cutting them. I'm like, okay, so you only cut them at my house? And he got silent. And I said, I was like, Michael, do you bite your toes?
I wish I was in here when you laughed at me. I was
laughing and he's like, sometimes, and then sometimes I rip them off and I'm like, you really bite your toenails? And he's like, is this why you called? Because I was laughing, obviously. Yeah. He's like, is this why you called me? And I'm like, you don't bite your toenails, do you? And he's like, I'm hanging up.
I can't with that child. Oh,
it's so gross. He kisses me on the cheek all the time. I got freaking toe lips.
So we do have toenails in the house, first of all, which is funny because he knows. I don't know why we have toenail clippers in the living room. I don't know. I think Mike just keeps them there.
I clip Bryce's toenails in the living room. So
yeah, we have toenail clippers in the living room. There's like a little caddy table thing. It's underneath the table where Mike just keeps it because, you know, he has to watch TV when he's clipping his toenails. So we do have toenail clippers. They're just hidden underneath there. And then we have our toenail clippers inside our room. But he's never actually, like, came up to us and was like, hey, like, do you have a toenail clipper
I can use? Yeah, no shit, because he's biting his fucking toenails. That's why he's taking so long in the bathroom. He's got his foot in his mouth and he's biting his toenails.
If I ever walked in and got him doing that, I don't even know what I would say. Like... Are you okay?
Brush your teeth? I don't know. Like, that's so disgusting. I can beat that kid. And you know he doesn't shower every day. So he's putting the dirty ass dogs.
I just want to know, like, is he, like, how flexible is he to stretch, like, that much with his feet?
Like, you know what Tiffany asked? She's like, how does he get the pinky?
So far. Like, I cannot imagine running into Michael's room. Because sometimes when Michael's doing his homework, he likes to, like, casually... close the door, so I have to, like, go in there to quickly catch him not doing his homework and be like, dude, like, what are you doing? To walk in and just be like, because then I would be like,
no, he's definitely getting some toenail clippers today.
Throw up if as soon as that happened, he was shocked and he looked at me and he has a pigeon nail.
His big toes in his mouth.
No.
Oh my God, yeah, he's getting a pair of toenail clippers, a dedicated pair that he gets engraved.
I know, I'm gonna buy some and just put it in the bathroom and be like, there it is.
That's so gross. There. Ugh. Anyway.
I cannot be caught any embarrassing moments with him like that last time in the bathroom when he was like, you're good to come in, and I was not good to come in.
Oh, God.
That child.
I can't with him. Anyway. Do you remember when I got my hair? Oh, let's talk about me bleaching my own hair.
Which, to preface, you did not bleach your hair. No one comes here and freaking loses their mind.
Yes. So I was going to
bleach bath
my ends. which is what my hairdresser said she was going to do for me anyway. She's on maternity leave. So the ends of my hair are way darker than the roots of my hair. And I also had a lot of damage in the front. My hair was like fried to shit. So I wanted to bleach bath my own hair and tone it before we went to Wyoming.
They're doing Wendy's.
Michael.
Sorry. Travis just texted me about dinner plans.
Whatever.
And you hate Wendy's.
No, I'm not doing Wendy's. But that's probably why they're going, is because I don't like Wendy's.
He said, does she want anything from Wendy's?
Say, absolutely not.
I would say, no, she hates Wendy's.
All caps, please. Anyway, so I was going to bleach bath my own hair, just the ends down, not my whole entire head. And I posted about it because I went to Sally's and bought all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And the internet lost their minds.
He said Michael requested it.
No, I knew he did. People were very, very upset.
Well, people were like, you can't tell, or what were they saying?
Well, I had someone tell me that I was using my platform inappropriately.
Like, yeah, giving the wrong information out to people.
They said that I should not be telling people that they can go bleach their own hair. And first of all, I never told people, hey, go bleach your own hair.
You can go bleach your own hair. It's your own goddamn hair.
Period. You can do whatever you want with your hair. So if me bleaching my own hair inspire someone to go out and bleach, that's on them. Mm-hmm. Like that's a grown adult going, yep, and doing their own thing. Like I even said in the video, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm doing this on a whim, you know, like I'm going to be doing it to my own hair. I'm not saying, hey, fuck the hairdressers and go do your own hair. Like
I've literally bleached my own hair way better than other hairdressers have done to my hair. So
yeah, Tiffany is actually the one who told me to do it.
I know. I've bleached my own hair. I cut my own hair. I've highlighted my own hair, dyed my own hair with a box dye. So, because I know people hate box dyes. And look at it.
Oh, your hair looks great.
So I don't know. I get that it can be a dangerous thing. Yeah. But y'all panic over everything.
People were so, so upset. Like, about me wanting to do my own hair. Like, yeah, it's not that serious. But the main thing was that lady who was like, she said that I needed to go to a professional. She said, I make enough money on social media.
Oh, yeah, you make enough money to go see someone.
She's like, honey, condescending. She was like, honey, she's like, you make so much money on social media. You can just afford the $200 to go get it done professionally. And I'm like, ma'am.
I love that. First of all, I'm so glad you know about our finances.
I'm like, how do you know? Second of all, who says I can even get an appointment? This was like a couple days before we left for Wyoming. I'm like, first of all, I would have to go get an appointment somewhere. Second of all, I just got my hair done. It was like 3 or 4 weeks prior. Mm-hmm. Like my hair was still freaking bleached to shit.
And especially like for someone like you, you don't just go to anybody, like because of the specific blonde that you prefer and like and stuff. Like there's a reason why you go to a certain person. So like you're not just going to pay the money to the first available tech who's willing to take you.
I know. And so bold of you because you make so much money or whatever. I don't think people realize that this is, yes, it's a job for us. And before social media, Travis and I were a two-income household. Mm-hmm. I worked. So now my income, we're back to a two.
Yeah.
And guess what? When we were a two-income household before, we weren't rolling in the Benjamins.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a mortgage to pay. I got kids to raise.
We still use coupons.
Which, speaking of, I need
to bring up the damn newspaper again. The
newspaper. But I'm not like, you know, I'm a two-income family with two kids and a mortgage and two cars. And but people just think that I have, like, all this disposable. Oh, and she goes, oh, you're going on vacation to Wyoming. You got plenty of money to spend. I'm like,
the one vacation you've ever taken, like, thrown in your face.
The first time my kids were ever on a plane. Yeah. And this is why I hate people on the internet so much. We didn't pay for our plane flights. We used points.
Yeah.
We didn't pay for our hotel.
We saved used your points for like years.
Our rental car that we had, we used points. Mm-hmm. We have been saving our points for 3.5, almost 4 years to go on this fucking vacation. And for her to be like, you're going on all these family vacations. And she's like, and you said it was on your your vision board to travel more so you've got money. And I'm like, it's on my vision board.
Many people's vision boards. Like, who doesn't want to travel more?
I can't. I'm just like.
But I can also, like.
I got bills. That's where my money goes towards.
To play devil's advocate, because, like, we are friends with a lot of influencers and we follow a lot of other influencers, and seeing, like, their homes, like, their backgrounds and, like, what they do and, like, what car they get in and what clothes they wear. And I'm like, I mean, are we really influencers?
Right? I think, like, if anything, we're, like.
I'm looking at them and I'm like, how do you, like.
We're, like, relatable. We're, like, relatable influencers, I guess, yeah. Because. Like, you can see my background. My island isn't finished. Like,
well, they have, like, these beautiful and, like, nice, like, luxury cars and stuff like that. And I'm just like, you know, when they're filming in the cars, I'm like, we can't film in our cars because there's more trash than there is space.
I know they have, like, these beautiful, like, entryways. And you could just, because that's, like, when I'm watching a lot of these videos, I'm creeping in the background of the house. And, like, when they film in front of their houses and, like, they do all these, like, extravagant parties and,
like,
stuff.
Like, that person that I was talking to you about that I was like, look at all the, like, nice stuff she has. I'm like, I'm sure they didn't touch any of it. Like, when we do our little, like, parties and get-togethers, like, we eat every single bit of the
food. Everyone takes home leftovers, too. Like, we're eating that for 3 days. Like,
yeah.
I think about that, too, all the time. I'm like, everyone, I mean, granted, let me just say, we do make money. This is enough. This is our job. Like, this, we were able to quit our jobs to do social media. We're very grateful. Mm-hmm. And we did have a couple good years where we were making a lot of good money. And we do get stuff sent to us, and we do get to do stuff for free sometimes. So that is great, and I love it so much. But I still got bills to pay. Yeah. You know, like I said, like, this is replacing my normal 9-to-5 job. Money wise, like, it's not like we're saving a bunch of money. We're like, I got no savings account, which they literally called me yesterday. And they're like, do you want to start a savings account? And I'm like, no, no, ma'am.
I know. It feels like such an oxymoron when it's like, you're an influencer. And I'm like, you know, we do make money. We get to work from home. We get to do what we want when it's great and stuff like that. But, like, I still accidentally overdrafted my account. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Tiffany and I call each other all the time and we're like, oh no.
Our accounts hit in the negative or a negative or red, or like we forget the afterpay.
Don't kill me.
The afterpay issue.
I know, but you know what I just realized? Like, these influencers, like a lot of the ones we follow, they don't have to split their income.
Yeah,
we have to split it, mm-hmm. So that we would be making double.
Well, we're making basically for each of us, like, typically what you would make in a 9-to-5 job. So, like, we're not like. Making any more extra that we're living
that would get us like the lavish house and the lavish car and stuff.
We're not like struggling. Like, we kind of just traded an office job or like a nannying job for a social media job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we live okay. We're doing good. Like, we could be doing better in certain areas, but
we're still shopping at Aldi.
Yeah, we're just like living normal incomes that you would get with a typical job. I'm sure it could change and we could do more to do that. But yeah, we're splitting it.
We're constantly having conversations about, like, what can we do to bring more income in? And
we're still taking care of the kids as primary, like, caregivers and stuff like that. So,
yep.
Yeah, the afterpay is going to fucking kill me. I swear to God. I don't know who invented it, but, like,
I don't use afterpay.
Thank you, but, like, I can't.
I
use it like it's free money in the world.
Nope, I can't do that. That's how I am with my credit card.
Like, and I love when I get those slowly. Notifications when they say, we've added a new store to Afterpay. And I'm like, no.
And it's like your favorite store too.
Girl, no. American Eagle does Afterpay.
No, I can't. I don't even want to know what that is. Like, don't even tell me.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, you gotta be joking me.
Nope. Absolutely not. Do not. I do not care.
I'd be so screwed if Plato's Closet did Afterpay.
I know. We love Plato's Closet too. Yeah, absolutely not. I cannot. That would get me in so much trouble.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, I don't think that people like realize it. There was people who were talking about when I was posting baby stuff that they're like, oh, you, I think, was it you? When you were closing out the Walmart, like, baby clothes and stuff, people were like, you guys really should try like the consignment shops, like Once Upon a Child and stuff. And I'm like, we do.
Yeah, I know.
We do.
They're like, don't buy from Walmart, buy from, you know, Once Upon a Child or whatever. And I was like, we have.
Exactly.
Like, I have literally bought Michael's whole wardrobe was freaking from Once Upon a Child. I still buy stuff from Bryce from there. I go in there and I'm trying to make money trading in their old clothes. I bought from Walmart because I happened to be in Walmart and I accidentally stumbled over there and I saw the Disney collection and I was just like, oh my God, this is so cute. And it was cheap.
I'm gonna chase whatever the deal is. I mean, there are so many times that once upon a child we found like Michael like almost brand new like Nike themed stuff. I'm like, do I want to pay $50 for a Nike thing that's only gonna fit him a little bit, or I could pay like $7
for last season's
or yeah, whatever. And yeah. You know, it's still Nikes and stuff like that. Because I do like the bougie life. What did they say? It's like
bougie on a budget.
Bougie on a budget. No, that's me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just more like we're just gonna stick to Target. I buy everything for them from Target because it's easy. It's a one-stop shop. I'm just lazy. No, I love that. But you know what I have been doing, which is a little bougie. Why can't I say that word?
I don't know. I keep saying boozies.
Bougie is Abercrombie Kids.
Great. I tell you, it's a shop there all the time for Michael. They like during their clearance section and stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God. Especially during the holidays, they had amazing deals. Like,
their clothes are so soft.
It's so cute. It's such good quality too. I was able to get stuff for them that I don't know what it looks like now. Obviously, this is like around Black Friday and Christmas and stuff, but cheaper than Target.
Yeah.
And granted, Target's not as cheap as Plato's Closet and Walmart and stuff, but for the quality, like, it was pretty good. Like, there was, I told you, I got that jacket, like the one that we used in Wyoming for Bryce. I got it in black. I was like, that's gonna be Leilani's because it's unisex and it's so cute.
It'll last forever.
Yeah. I was like, it was like $100-something jacket. I ended up getting it for like $30.
Yeah.
And it's survived in freaking Wyoming and it's just black, so it's gonna go to her. Passing on down.
I love that for her. I definitely am not against that. Especially with some of these things, like those freaking baby pajamas that were like $50, and I'm like, they're soft, they're so nice. I'm not gonna lie, they are super nice. I put a couple in my registry and I'm like, if you have the money to blow it. But I cannot imagine like doing it. There's people out there, I'm a part of like a used consignment group for a specific pajama brand. And there's women like, I own like 120 of these pajamas and I'm trying to like declutter. And I'm like, you bought 120 of them? And then when they go to give them used, it was like originally priced at $50. I'll sell it for $47.
They don't lose their value like a Louis Vuitton purse. I'm like,
that's still like really expensive. Like, give it to me for $7.
I know. That's crazy.
Like, I'm like, God damn. I do love those pajamas. I think they're super nice and stuff. But I'm like, why does it have to be so expensive?
There's everything super freaking expensive.
Even the damn bras, when I was like buying the maternity bras and all the maternity stuff, I'm like, I don't want to pay an arm and a leg for it. Like,
girl, I know. I have 3 bras that fit these titties. I'm just like rotating through.
Girl, I'm at 2 because I lost one in the couch. I don't know where it is.
I know.
I can't. For days. We've been looking for this damn black bra and I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
I need those air tags for my bras.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, I'd rather just shop at Target and get everything from there. One-stop shop.
No, Megan's been dying for us to start the couponing journey. I feel like we talked about it.
We did
in
last season, and we were like, "We're gonna update you." We didn't do anything.
No. First of all, no, we did. We went. I went to the store, and I told you, "Don't waste your time on the newspaper." Because I opened it. I went through the grocery store and was trying to like look at the coupons first, and I was like, "Girl, don't buy it." And you were like, "I forgot, anyways."
I know. I was literally walking out of the store when you called me, and I forgot a newspaper inside. And she was like, "Just don't get it."
It just wasn't worth it. So I haven't looked at it since.
I've been doing like baby couponing. Like, I've been going through the Publix and Winn-Dixie apps, and you can like pre-clip and they'll stay in there. They'll just stay in your digital wallet. So when you check out and you put your phone number in, it'll apply whatever coupons are in your cart. Yeah. So you can just go through and you're like, eventually I'll use this or whatever. Just clip what you think you might buy for that month or whatever, like, or anytime if it's any brand. And when you put your phone number in, it'll automatically, whatever in your cart, if you have a coupon for it, just take it.
I do that with Target sometimes. I don't think I ever do it.
I do that with Target too.
So I have to do I
need to spend more time on it. But Winn-Dixie's really good. Like, I got, they had right now, they had any Chobani product. It was like, save 50 cents. And then it was like a Chobani creamer, you know, save whatever. And then they were BOGO. So I got them for like.
Those are the best deals. I will never forget the days that I used to get dog food. They were BOGO dog food. And then I got coupons. So I used coupons for each dog food. So essentially it was doubled coupon on the price you pay because the other one is free. And then I got the money back, but it is a lot of work. Mike is like, you're going to try to do that again. I'm like, it'd be so nice.
It would save you so much money.
But it's a lot. Like,
even when you get you get those things where it's like, my mom did it. I think I talked about this and I don't want to repeat too much if we already did. But my mom had so much stuff like laundry detergent and toothbrushes.
I mean, it's the most random things. I'm not going to lie.
We could share that. Yeah. You know what I mean? And we could do it in giveaways. I don't know. Just give it away.
Yeah. Speaking of coupon, though, there was a movie. Oh, what is it called? I forgot. it just came out, or maybe it didn't come out, of like a coupon. Let me Google it. Hold on. I just saw it the other day. Oh, it stars the girl who's married, Princess Anna? Elsa? Oh. What's her name?
Kristen.
Yes. Kristen Bell? Is yes. that who it is?
Kristen Bell.
Extreme Couponing? Is that the name of the movie? Queen Pins. It was a movie that just came out. I think it's on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. She's an extreme couponer. Mm-hmm. And she, like, does it. But it shows, like, how she, like, illegally starts doing it and, like, ends up getting, like, arrested for it or whatnot. And it just cracked me up because it was two girls that go to jail for it. And I was like, man, that could be Megan and I doing couponing and then turning it into, like, an illegal thing.
I wish that could be us.
She complains to, like, all the brands. And then, you know, when you complain to brands, they give you coupons to say, like, get a jar free, get mm-hmm. this free. And she would, like, steal them or something like that and then sell them for, like, half the price of the item so people could get free items, which it was a funny movie. And she would just complain. She would never even have it, but she's like, this is the worst thing I've ever eaten. Oh,
my God.
Which it doesn't work. I've tried that once before. Just because you complain, they always don't actually give you coupons. They'll sit down and they'll talk to you about it, but they won't give you coupons all the time.
Like, leave a review on Google.
I did that with the Crave cereal once because the Crave is supposed to have chocolate in the middle.
Didn't?
No. It's like a sliver of chocolate. So I emailed them complaining. I'm like, where's the chocolate? They sent me coupons for free Crave cereal and I bought another one and I was like, this is still trash.
Girl, I can't with you.
If you like Crave cereal, it is not a good cereal. But I did. I complained.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
I feel like we're really getting to know you on this podcast. The real Tiffany.
Those are some good days. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I forgot the beginning of this whole podcast. Now I just remembered.
What?
Now we started off the podcast.
With Michael's feet?
No, with everything about me.
Oh. I forgot too. You have to open up another Quora thing. I love how this podcast, I'm so sorry guys. We obviously were not prepared. We'll be prepared in the next one on Sunday.
No, I love that. Oh, this is the one we saw today that kind of like threw me off. It said, I caught my 13-year-old daughter using pads for her period without my permission. What do I do now? And it made me laugh because I told Megan, I was like, I caught my stepson in my bathroom with the toilet paper. What do I do now?
Like, give your daughter
without my permission.
Wiping his ass without my permission. Like, give your daughter some pads?
Like, I don't know if she's referring to, like, her daughter. Because she said, I caught my 13-year-old daughter using pads for her period without my permission. One, I don't think she needs permission. But if this is her first period and she didn't tell you, mm-hmm. that I understand. But she's 13, too.
Or maybe, like, she has her own in her own bathroom, but she's going in her mom's to use hers.
You can't get fancy pads, can you?
There's better ones. But, like, why would you not be buying your daughter decent, like, why does she feel like she needs to go in there? She sold them for drugs or something. Like,
oh no.
Why is she not going in there? I'm getting a headache.
I'm trying to see what people are saying, like, why does she need permission and stuff like that?
Because maybe like to go into, like, I would, my bathroom is in my bedroom, so maybe like I would be upset if Michael was going in my bedroom without my permission. But it wouldn't be like, it would be like, my daughter is going in my bedroom without my permission. What do I do? Not because she needs pads.
I don't get it why they said that. I would get it was a completely different story if it was like she's using tampons and like maybe you don't want her to use tampons. My mom was big on like when I was younger, like don't use tampons because I don't know, she thought I'd take my virginity or something.
Yeah, my mom said the same thing.
But that is understandable that she's doing that without you knowing and like why do you need to do that? But like pads, like if anything, I'm a little concerned with you as to why she doesn't have pads. Like enough,
why does she need
adequate
to ask
amount
permission?
Of pads? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it just makes you look bad.
Again, it's like Michael going into my bathroom and I'm like, he used my toilet paper without my permission.
So weird.
Now next time I see him, I have to tell him that, just see how he reacts. Like,
were you in my bathroom using my toilet paper?
Use my toilet paper without my permission, and just see how he looks. Like,
oh my god, I can't.
I don't know how I got signed up to this. If anyone could tell me how I signed up or if someone signed me up, I get them every single time. I think it's like once a week I get them. And I'm like, what's the question today?
Yeah, they're like the most off the wall. Just random questions. It's so weird.
Some of them are like silly or I'm trying to see. Like, can anyone get pregnant in their mid-40s? Like, it seems like a Google search. Like, I'm invading someone's Google search. But then some of them are very,
that's what that does seem like. It seems like, yeah, you're, like, invading. You know, when you just Google, like, the most off-the-wall things? That's what it kind of feels like.
Where's the other one that we were talking about earlier?
You know, the little boy one?
No. Hold on. Someone said, if a baby stays in the womb an extra month, 10 months instead of 9, does that mean they're 1 month old when they're born?
No.
Oh, this one.
I'm scared.
Would it be rude of me to show up to a baby shower 8 months pregnant? Obviously, the new mom should get the most attention. And I think it's just so funny because Megan said right before my baby shower that Bryce was really concerned if someone showed up to my baby shower pregnant.
Bryce was very concerned about your baby shower, like, in general. He was very concerned that you weren't going to have a cake.
Well, that's legitimate. Yeah. Like, who goes to a party and not have cake?
Yeah, he wanted to make sure there were cakes there and who was bringing the cake.
No, I love that.
And he wanted to make sure that there were games and which games he could play.
No, I love that.
Which he didn't play any other games. So I love that for him.
No, he wasn't even paying attention.
And he was very concerned with what if someone else was pregnant at Tiffany's baby shower. And I'm like, it's okay. He's like, but she should be the only pregnant one. And I'm like, why?
I know. I thought that was so funny. And then to see that in the Cora thing, and I was like, Bryce? Did Bryce go on the computer and write this?
He's like, yeah. He said that you should be the only pregnant one. And like, what would happen? And I'm like, baby, it's Tiffany's party. Like, Someone could show up giving birth at Tiffany's baby shower, and it's still Tiffany's baby shower. Like, the shine is not going to be taken off of her. They have to dance.
Yeah, like, no, they have to fight. They have to fight and see which is going to be the winner. Which mommy can fight with that belly.
Yeah, he was very concerned with that. And I bet you as soon as we got there, he was like,
staring to see if anyone.
There was no other pregnant lady.
Well, that's what threw me off when you said that. And I was like, is there going to be a pregnant person there?
Technically, isn't Stormy pregnant?
No, she's having the same surgery you are.
Oh, who am I thinking of? Oh, it's the photographer.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't there, though.
It was the photographer.
The photographer is pregnant, yeah. Which I also didn't know until freaking that thing either, so I would have never noticed. But so funny. I love that for him to be so concerned about that.
He's very concerned about Tiffany's pregnancy in general.
I know. I love that for him. But he's excited.
That's so sweet. I know. He's so excited. He's so excited to feel her belly all the time. And
I know he had me dying with his little pokes here and there. He's like, it's hard. It changed
real quick.
It's squishy.
He went from being so gentle and like barely afraid. I know, afraid to touch the belly. And then like as soon as he started feeling her, he's like, yeah.
I cannot with him.
I know.
There's been a couple of times the baby hit his head when he was over at the house and like leaning on me. And he's like, I didn't feel her. He's like, it was just you moving the belly. And I was like, I didn't move. Like, that was the baby. He's like, no, it was you moving the belly. And I'm like,
okay.
And then a video that I sent you that he's like, doesn't look like it's moving. Like,
Tiffany sent me a video. It's literally like her stomach like jolting. It's like she said, like an earthquake. Leilani is just going crazy in there. And also, it has been announced on social media. Her name's Leilani. I don't know if it's been announced on the podcast. Sorry.
It was not leaked by Bryce on a video like people think it was.
I know. No, she announced it.
On our baby shower photos.
Yeah, I'm trying to use her name more because I still have been saying baby. And I'm like, I need to stop saying baby. Her name's not baby.
No, I do the same thing.
My son was like, it's like, Leilani, she's kicking in there. Like, he's like, I don't know. It doesn't look like it to me. And I'm like, it's literally, like, her belly is like, literally.
I know.
He's like, I don't think so. I'm like, okay. You're right, Bryce.
Yeah, no, he is just too much. I cannot with him.
You just can't tell that kid anything. Like,
but yeah, when we said that, like, it was her butt that was peeking out there, and he's like, that's her butt!
I know.
I'm like, I can't.
A little tiny honey. Child.
So,
anyway. All right, well, let's cut this one short. Our next podcast will be better put together. We are just getting back in the hang of it. You guys know if you've listened all the seasons, the first couple ones are the worst, and it gets better.
We'll have a subject and actually stick to it. Although I will say that we've never actually stuck to a subject. It always switches into something else, but... We'll try. Try your best.
And we will see you guys in the next one.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.